the owners get the least amount of money in April. So do they mind missing games in April? Maybe not. But of all the years to do it, this is not the right year to do it. Do you not want to know why, Matt Cotrillo? Why is this not the right year to do it for the image of the game?
Oh, I know why, because that's the reason. The image of the game is as bad as it's been.
No. Bring the suit back. Well, he wouldn't know, believe me.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
What's April 15th this year? Besides you doing your taxes and now having Mark as a write-off.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Exactly. But it's not just Jackie Robinson Day. It's the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson Day. Imagine the image of the game. And there are no games on that day. You already look bad to begin with. And you're already struggling with your image to begin with. And then you go through the day where you can celebrate diversity and well, now we can't do that. Oh. Do I think they care? I'm guessing they don't. But how bad are they going to look on that day and there's no baseball being played? It won't be the players' fault. Again, this is not a strike. It is a lockout. It's just part of the absurdity of this. For goodness sakes, it's a $10 to $11 billion a year industry. $10 to $11 billion. Okay? Take the minimum salary. They want $790. You're saying $650, $670. Tell them $730. Move on. Luxury tax. We want to go $210, $215. They're saying $245. Tell them $230 to $235. Move on. Most of the teams are going to be under that number anyway. But what does it matter what number you set it at? What does it matter what number you set it at? What, the Pirates are going to approach $245 million for the luxury tax? No, they'll get their usually luxury tax check and put it in a blue knob. They're not going to spend it on the team. I mean, the luxury tax number means nothing. I mean, it means something that maybe you can get a bigger contract from the Dodgers or a bigger contract from the Yankees or the Red Sox, but it's not going to matter to anybody else. What's the luxury tax number matter to the Tampa Bay Rays? What does it matter to the Detroit Tigers? What does it even matter to the Phillies? The Phillies aren't close to the luxury tax number. What, having it higher? Big deal. Let it be higher. 230, 232, 30, something like that. We're done. But it doesn't take much to do this stuff. It's an $11 billion industry. It's a $10 to $11 billion industry. Okay? We're talking about little things here and there that actually make, if anything, a dent. You need to be playing to keep yourself in the national consciousness, to make, you know, to cultivate your consumer. Right now, you are lost in the wash. College basketball had a day on Saturday where 7 of the top 10 teams lost. Wow. The top 6 all lost. Wow. You want to know why they lost? They actually played. And fans pouring out of the stands. at St. Mary's when they beat Gonzaga, pouring out. What a scene. What a scene. Hey, that's what baseball's in there. Ballpark's idle. Fans pouring out of stands St. Mary's. Fans pouring out of stands at Arkansas. You know, not so much at Michigan State. They're used to beating Purdue. Right? But this is what you had on Saturday. TCU beat Texas Tech, number 9, the only non-top 6 team. Number 9 lost. 7 lost. Now, you know, I mean, college basketball, I say going into the season, this would be an incredibly interesting season because college basketball for the first time in a long time is older. All those super seniors, fifth-year guys that are back. I'm going to see a couple of them, Williams and Trent Frazier, on Thursday night. Kofi's back. So, I mean, I'm going to see these guys. All right? But college basketball just had a great day. Why? Because they played. And they had fans. Meanwhile, at spring training facilities, crickets. More crickets, less interest. NBA played over the weekend. New Orleans crushed the Lakers. Lakers got booed in their own arena. Wow, that never happens. LeBron, I mean, how many times has Lakers been booed in his own arena? Never. But, you know, but guess what? It's all part of the fabric of sports. The NHL, Tampa Bay and Nashville played at the Titan Stadium. Huge crowd, outdoor game. They played. It's amazing how you get such goodwill when you play. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball ballparks in Arizona and Florida, crickets. And they're haggling over whether the luxury tax should be $2.45 or $2.15. The fan doesn't care. Make it $2.30 to $2.30, $2.33. Move on. The vast majority of teams are never going to get to that number, so who cares what the number is? There's no common sense in this. No common sense.